This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks is scheduled to hear this week from President Bush and Vice President Cheney. Though the testimony will be taken in closed session, the political stakes are huge for President Bush. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
President Bush has taken a considerable amount of flack for agreeing to meet with the commission, only in tandem with Vice President Cheney. What?
But it is an odd thing that he's decided to do. But this White House has handled the September 11th commission so strangely from the beginning. The president has said one thing and then changed positions with Condoleezza Rice's testimony, with handing over papers from the Clinton administration, with his own appearance, first saying he wouldn't, then saying he would with the vice president. The White House says that the tandem testimony pulls together all of the administration officials, what they've all said, that the president and vice president were in different places that day, but in touch all day long, and to testify separately would be redundant. But obviously, it's been the subject of lots of jokes on late-night television and fodder for many political cartoons, showing Cheney as Bush's ventriloquist.
Or that they want the same story.
Well, that's right. That is the other interpretation, that they don't want to be telling different stories.
How significant is the September 11th commission and the issue mix of the 2004 election?
Well, the commission itself is not yet particularly, but terrorism as an issue is basically what President Bush is staking his entire presidency on. It is by far his best issue. In the most recent ABC poll, 63% approved of his handling of terrorism, and even after all of the September 11th commission hearings and what's been going on in Iraq, 80% think that the country is doing better in fighting terrorism now than before September 11th. And John Kerry has been very careful to say that no matter, I'm quoting here, no matter who wins the American presidency, terrorists lose, he said Friday to the American Association of Newspaper Editors. So he doesn't want to put any daylight between himself and the president on this issue. The commission hearings have had some slight impact because you see fewer people thinking the government did all it could with the intelligence before 9/11. More think it could have done more. But they seem to assign the blame about equally between Bush and Clinton. And among the 22% of the people who think terrorism is the most important issue, Bush wins by 50 points. So if any testimony before the commission chips away at that, that's clearly a problem for him.
Yeah, but the commission is criticized as being partisan anyway.
Well, you know, I've seen many, many, many commissions in Washington, and the truth is that the chairman and vice chairman, Tom Kaine and Lee Hamilton, are certified grown-ups, and they, I think, are trying very hard to make this a bipartisan effort and see if they can get a bipartisan report. And given the whole tenseness and polarization in Washington right now, if they're able to achieve that, that's quite a feat.
You've said that the president's stand on terrorism is the single factor that most attracts voters, but how at this point are they sorting out other major issues like Iraq and the economy?
They're all about equal in the most recent ABC poll, with the economy going down as an issue and Iraq coming up. And on Iraq, Kerry wins by about 10 points, on the economy by about 30 points. So you see that keeping the issue mix even is important to him. Bob, I have to say it's our last Monday together, and it's been a great run. Here's to new beginnings, old friend.
Thank you, Cokie. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.